Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. The open North Carolina Senate election figures to be one of the premier national races in 2022, and the Republicans just drew a well-known candidate. Former Governor Pat McCrory, who lost his bid for re-election in 2016 by less than a percentage point after getting tangled up with the infamous North Carolina bathroom bill, announced that he will enter the Senate race next year. Already in the Republican primary is former Congressman Mark Walker, who was the victim of a state Supreme Court-driven redistricting plan instituted for the 2020 election. Expected to soon join the fray is Piedmont Triad Congressman Ted Budd. The 2020 redistricting map architect, former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley, who also lost her re-election by a small number of votes, is expected to run for the Democrats. Currently in the race are Charlotte area State Senator Jeff Jackson and former state senator and 2020 Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Erica Smith. Republican Senator Richard Burr is not seeking a fourth term. The top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, announced during the week that he will not run for a 14th term next year, ending what will be 26 years of service in the House. In Mr. Brady's 12 re-election campaigns, he never fell below 81% of the vote from his Southeast Texas district, anchored in the North Houston suburbs. This safe Republican seat should easily remain under GOP control, but the configuration could well change again in redistricting. At one point during Mr. Brady's career, the district began as a Houston suburban seat that changed into one that meandered all the way to Louisiana. Today, Texas' 8th Congressional District stretches due north from Harris County to encompass all or parts of 8 other counties, moving through the Sam Houston National Forest and into the Davy Crockett National Forest. There are now 7 House Republicans not seeking re-election in 2022, 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats, in addition to 5 vacant seats currently in special election cycles. 3 of the GOP members moving on from the House are seeking other electoral posts, including the U.S. Senate, Governor, and Secretary of State. One of those members, Eastern Long Island, New York's Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, says he is going to challenge his state's beleaguered governor, Andrew Cuomo, next year. Mr. Cuomo is under investigation for sexual impropriety and regarding the deaths of more than 15,000 COVID nursing home patients. Impeachment proceedings have been filed against the governor, but it is unclear if the state assembly will be able to move a vote before the term ends. At this point, the most likely scenario sees Governor Cuomo, who steadfastly refuses to resign, serving the balance of his third term in office but not seeking re-election in 2022. Should that happen, the Democrats would again become favorites to continue their dominance in New York gubernatorial elections. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.